thank you, Mr. Brubeck, for that lengthy introduction. The Duke, the title of it, composed by Dave, performed there by a solo piano, Dave Brubeck. And you're listening to WTBR 89.7 FM here in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Phil Tierney, and we're about to start what's left of 2 hours of jazz here on Berkshire Jazz. We're also heard on WSBR 88.1 in Lee, Massachusetts. And we're going to start the show off with Donald Byrd from a 1959 recording entitled Byrd in Hand. We'll listen to a few tunes that you'll recognize, I'm sure. Witchcraft, then one you may not. Here Am I, Bronze Dance, and let's get to the music. Enough talk.
We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you.
Donald Byrd's trumpet there from a 1959 recording, remastered in 2002, entitled Bird in Hand. And as I say, Donald Byrd's trumpet. Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Walter Davis Jr. on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. And we listened to them do Witchcraft, a tune entitled Here I Am, and then Bronze Dance, and that last tune, Bronze Dance. And you're listening to TBR 89.7 FM here in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. This is Berkshire Jazz. I'm Bill Tierney, your host, and we're here every Saturday evening, 8 to 10. Also, it's in Lee. If you're in Lee, we're at WSBR 88.1, the same time, Saturday evening, 8 to 10. Oh, and our sister, the PCTV station, has an announcement, and that is to let you know that Pittsfield's 4th of July celebration, the Generations, this year, and Pittsfield's Community Television is bringing you live coverage. Join PCTV on July 4th, beginning at 9:30 a.m. for live parade coverage from South Street in Pittsfield on PCTV Access Channel 1301. Also, PCTV Select, and on Pittsfield Community Television on Facebook page, so it's there for everyone. Live coverage of the 4th of July is supported by Greylock Federal Credit Union and Berkshire Community College, Access Plus, and KG Nosh and Catering. And up next, it's going to be Donald Byrd from a 1958 album entitled Blues Walk. And we'll listen to the title tune, Blues Walk. I will follow that with a Move. And then the Masquerade is over, and then Play Ray. And Donald, Lou Donaldson is on alto sax on this CD. Herman Foster on piano. Peck Morrison on bass. Dave Bailey on drums, and Ray Barreto on congas. Hence the last tune, Play Ray. Here's Blues Walk. Thank you. Lou Donaldson is alto sax, led that group from a 1958 recording entitled Blues Walk, recorded on Blue Note. And Lou was joined by Herman Foster on piano, Peck Morrison on bass, Dave Bailey on drums, and Ray Barretto on congas. And we heard them do the title tune, Blues Walk, then Move, The Masquerade Is Over, and the last tune, Play Ray. And you're listening to WTBR 89.7 FM here in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and WSBR 88.1 in Lee, Massachusetts. This is Berkshire Jazz. I'm your host, Phil Tierney. We're here every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 playing jazz. And we're going to continue with one of my favorite Dave Brubeck quartets, one that I've played many times. I hope you enjoy it. If not, tough. I love it. This is a tune that was, or an album that was written and composed actually on the road as they toured Eurasia, from the sounds that they heard in the streets and traveling through the different countries. They did 88 concerts on this tour, and it's pretty much the usual Brubeck quartet, except for the bass player. So we'll hear Paul Desmond, of course, on alto sax, and Dave on piano, Joe Morello on drums, and Joe Benjamin, as opposed to Eugene Wright, on the bass. But they all do a wonderful job. And from this album, we'll hear Nomad, first tune, second tune, Brandenburg Gate, follow it with the Golden Horn, and then Marble Arch. Here's the Brubeck Quartet with Jazz Impressions of Eurasia. Thank you. The Dave Brubeck Quartet there from a 1958 recording entitled Jazz Impressions of Eurasia. And we listened to a tune entitled Nomad, then Brandenburg Gate, then the Golden Horn, and finished it off with Marble Arch, the Marble Arch. And that was recorded on Columbia Jazz. And you're listening to Berkshire Jazz here on WTBR 89.7 FM in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and WSBR 88.1 in Lee, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Phil Tierney, and we're going to continue as best we can with the jazz I put together for tonight's show. And up next is going to be Coleman Hawkins. Coleman Hawkins was known as the Bean. And the first tune we'll listen to is Beanstalkin'. I did say Coleman Hawkins and Friends, did I not? Well, who are the Friends? Well, let me tell you. Roy Eldridge, Little Jazz, on trumpet. Lou Levy on piano. Herb Ellis on guitar. Max Bennett on bass. And Gus Johnson on drums. We'll listen to them do the tune I mentioned, Beanstalkin', then Indian Summer, and finish it off with Stompin' at the Savoy and Take the A-Train, Duke Ellington's theme. Here's Coleman Hawkins.
You know, in the history of jazz, there are certain people that stand out. There's Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, and a few others that are supposed to be the real giants of jazz. But I hold most of my respect for my next artist, because if ever a man has done a lot for jazz, and particularly for the saxophone, it's Coleman Hawkins.
Well, that finishes up 2 hours of jazz here on WTBR 89.7 FM in Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Phil Tierney. And stay tuned right here for more jazz. The jazz train comes into Pittsfield. And if you're listening to us out on WATF, the jazz station in South Bend, Indiana, there's always great jazz. And previous on jazz at 10, and Brent Benoulis with The Last Call follows Scott Previs. And next week, if you join me, I will have some of the gentle John Coltrane for you. And the some of Clifford Brown's Finest Hour. So join me if you can. And thanks for listening. Stay safe and be well.